Hello and welcome to Morten Bonde Podcast. Do you say yes or do you say no to opportunities? Experiences and impressions hits us all the time, and many of them at times when we are not aware of their importance. When I was introduced to mindfulness for the first time as part of a process to deal with stress, many years ago, I didn't realize how significant it would be for my life later. At first, I thought it was stupid and a waste of time, and now it's a lifestyle. We are bombarded every day with knowledge and opportunities that can really change our lives in a positive direction. But we're not always ready to receive these new impressions. I'm now aware of many concepts, mechanisms, and tools that I can remember having been introduced to earlier in life, but that I just wasn't ready to receive in both the conscious and the subconscious mind. How many times a day are we presented with opportunities that could change our lives for the better, where we simply not are able to see these opportunities because they're not accepted in our subconscious mind? So to say yes to these strange and unimaginable opportunities feels wrong. So how often have I not heard myself and others use the phrase, "It felt wrong, so I just said no." I have discovered that everything feels wrong when it's unknown and new. And it's often the reason that makes us say no to opportunities in the first place. So let me say it quite clearly here to you. As long as you make your feelings decide, there will never be changes in your life. You'll end up saying, "Why are good things never happening to me? Why do others experience that their lives are exciting and packed with opportunities?" The secret to this is that new opportunities are offered when you open your eyes and see them and dare to explore them. Then you'll find that opportunities are dumping for your feet constantly. When I talk about this, I come to think of Jim Carrey's movie Yes Man, which is about a man, Carl Allen, who always feels ignored and never feels that good things happen to him. He says no to all opportunities that present themselves for him, and even his best friends are trying hard to get him to realize that the reason that nothing good happens to him is that he himself is the reason for his misfortune. He's simply not capable of seeing this himself. So one day, Carl is coincidentally invited to an event with a spiritual guru whose philosophy is embracing all possibilities and literally saying yes to everything. Now something finally happens in Carl's life. After being in the claws of the charismatic guru, Carl leaves the event with the conviction that if he says no to new opportunities, terrible things will happen. So thus, inspired by the fear of these terrible things, Carl is now saying yes to all the opportunities offered to him. So this, of course, creates a lot of trouble for him, but slowly, in all the challenges he meets, he begins to realize that life blames him because he blames it. So listening to your feelings is always a good idea, but we do not always have to act on them. Here's a suggestion. The next time you face an opportunity that at the same time feels exciting but also feels not right. Try to decide to explore the opportunity. Before you teach yourself to get used to the feeling of being in the unknown and uncomfortable, there will never be new opportunities in your life. Each time we say no to opportunities offered, it may in fact be a no to something amazing and something that may end up being the best we have ever experienced. Such experiences I've had many of last year. So if you really think about it, you may have experienced the same, but did you say yes or did you say no to the opportunities?